Lori called from the parlor. She and Nessa sat on the sofa with a wooden jigsaw puzzle of a barnyard before them on a table. "How yourself, Chickie?" Tyson planted a kiss on top of her head. "Hello, Nessa. I've been thinking about your problem." He sat beside his daughter. Nessa fit a cow's head to its body and asked, "Did you come up with anything?" "Sorry. I asked Darwin, Robinson, and Bailey if they needed any help in their stores." She laughed deep in her throat. "So did I. The answers were all the same." Sobering, she said, "I found Mickey a couple of lawn-cutting jobs. Besides that, there are always strawberries to pick. Mama, Mickey, and I can work sun up to sundown. We'll make a penny a quart." Tyson pulled out his notebook. "At that rate, each of you will have to pick 2,000 quarts every day for 2 weeks, and no time off for Sunday." "Every penny does help. Mickey will get a quarter for each lawn. That's 50 cents a week for the summer. $6? Lori held up a puzzle piece shaped like a star.
"Look, Daddy, put this one in."
"Let's see." Tyson smiled down at her. "The barn needs a door, don't you think?" She nodded and picked up another piece.
"I knocked on a few doors and applied for more cleaning jobs," Nessa went on. "I've got 3 spring cleaning assignments, $1 a day. Mrs. Bailey will take at least 3 days to do her house. Every year she scrubs the ceiling in her attic and takes a needle to clean out the nail holes." She grinned. Tyson's stomach gave a groan. "What's for supper? I'm starved."
"Chicken and dumplings."
"Too bad your mother can't bottle her cooking. She'd make a fortune." Nessa sat up straight, her almond eyes wide.
"That's it. That's the answer."
"What?"
Lori looked from Nessa to Trent. She hopped up.
"I'm going to see if supper's ready," she said and darted out.
"A lunchroom," Nessa said, cheeks turning pink. "We could start a lunchroom. We're only a block or two from town. Everyone knows how good Mama's cooking is. At church suppers, her food's always the first to go."
"Where would you have it?" Tyson had his doubts about the practicality of the plan.
"Right here."
She scooted out the door, calling,
"Mama, listen to this,"
leaving a stunned young man in her wake. Tyson shook his head. That girl had more energy than a pack of huskies at feeding time. At dinner, Nessa and her mother argued the lunchroom idea up and down. Tyson kept out of it. Lori watched the women like a spectator at a tennis match. Finally, Nessa won out. Tyson grinned behind his glass of tea. Maybe Hetty had a weak spot after all. Hetty said she had several tables around the house that she could bring downstairs. They'd take the long dining room table to the kitchen and replace it with several smaller ones.
"I've got some red gingham curtains packed away in the attic," she added, warming to the idea. "I can rework them into tablecloths, and I'll wash up my good china."
"Oh, Mickey," Nessa said, "I almost forgot. You're cutting grass for the Riesbeck and Harris families this summer. You'll start as soon as the grass gets a little taller."
He stared at her.
"I wanted to play baseball this summer. The fellas have picked out teams already."
"You'll have time to play," she told him. "Baseball doesn't take every minute of every day, does it?"
"Speaking of baseball," Tyson broke in, "I'm organizing a little sandlot ball on Saturday at 3. I could use a hand. How about it, Mickey?"
"Sure, Mr. Tyson."
The boy's expression lightened. "If everything goes right, I want to put together a team from those ragged kids on the street. To give them something to do, you know."
"That's a marvelous idea."
Nessa looked at Tyson, wonder in her expression. He told them about a team he'd organized for street urchins, the Chattanooga Sluggers. "I don't want to mess up your summer plans, Mickey, but if you'd like to help me get the boys in shape, I'd appreciate it." Mickey grew thoughtful. "Think it over and let me know."
"Yes, sir."
Mickey dug into a fat dumpling. The phone rang. Nessa threw down her napkin and hurried across the hall.
"Who could that be?" Hetty wondered. "And at supper time, too."
2 minutes later, Nessa rushed into the room, eyes glowing.
"That was Ben McKenzie, Miss Ida's lawyer. He said he'll be reading Miss Ida's will after the funeral, and I should be present."
"You?" Hetty's eyebrows reached for her hairline.
"Know what this means, Mama?"
Nessa wrapped long arms around her mother.
"Miss Ida must have left me some money. They wouldn't want me there otherwise, would they?"